With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you. Quarantine editions go on. Everybody is in the Discord. We are all hanging out together. We're all on the internet. And still, somehow, even though our supply of external stimuli is dwindling rapidly, things, they manage to emerge. And when they do, we spot them and grab them.
Virus can't stop a thing.
Spreadsheet. Virus can't stop a thing. That's right. Thanks for being here.
I got
most
of mine off Twitter, actually.
I mean, kind of. Although I did get one of mine from the real world, and I'm pretty excited.
Whoa. The real world.
The real
from
world.
From the before times?
Not outside. Don't be crazy.
No, it's I talked about this a little last week, but my routine hasn't changed.
I know. Yeah.
For the most part. Right. Yep. Routine. It's just that my routine usually gets broken up every once in a while. That's what I'm starting to feel now. It's like, well, by now I would have, you know, not been able to walk the dog that day because I had somewhere to go and the dog's happy.
She's
like, this is great.
Dogs are, that's like a sub thing. Is everybody joking about how happy dogs are?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just like, we're around all the time. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Mine, unfortunately, I will say the level of work has doubled.
Because
added another show, and then I have to be like physical backup for the other show. You know, it's like a whole, and then everyone else is working from home.
Other people are like, now that I'm working from home, I have time for more shows. Would you like to be a guest on mine?
Yep.
So I have to like change. Like I used to have an internal algorithm of yes, delay, no.
Yeah.
I had to adjust that. There's only so much time. Yeah.
Rebuild those boundary muscles.
No kidding.
For sure.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my first thing this week is the show on Netflix. And of course, a show on Netflix in these times is gonna be hot. What is the hot show? We talked about Love is Blind before. Mm-hmm. The hot show this week on Netflix is Tiger King.
Yeah. What is this? Like, again, I'm in the exact same position I was with Love is Blind, where I'm like, what is this? It's all over. Help.
Okay. So the easiest way to understand why this took off is it's true crime.
Okay. Oh. Because
Serial and anything true crime already has like a step advantage, right?
Did it used to be a podcast?
No, it didn't. It's not got that much of an advantage. It would have been way over the top. It's a true crime documentary about the life of Joe Exotic. His actual name is Joseph Maldonado Passage, but he is a big cat collector.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran his own big cat zoo in Oklahoma. The story ends with a murder for hire plot.
Hmm. Okay.
And there's a woman who was trying to stop, people from privately owning big cats. And it's crazy. And it's all about, you know, this weird guy in Oklahoma and this weird woman in Florida and their online spats. And then there's murder and who did it and who's behind it and all of that sort of thing. Plus, there's a lot of tigers.
The Wikipedia is hysterical. It's like, and a former cocaine drug lord and a blah, blah, all united in their connection to the world of big cats.
So I get it. People are like, oh, these are crazy characters. It's true crime. Everybody's into true crime these days. And it's got tigers. Like, this is crazy. So it's taking people away from their woes of the day. And I'm not going to begrudge that. But I do not like this series. I tried like 20 minutes of it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It seems a little cartoonish. So is it a fictionalized version or is
it's
it a
documentary?
It's an actual,
like it's actual footage.
That dude's the actual dude?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Weird. Oh, and polyamory. Alamo just pointed out in the In the Discord, there's also that. Why not?
I've ever not liked the first episode, someone has said, but it gets better in the second episode. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I'll never know, because I'm not going to keep watching this. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm
just not. Hated it. Yeah,
no, I hated it.
Oh, okay.
And it just strikes me as like, hey, let's look at the freak show. We're from the East Coast looking at the weird Oklahomans and Floridans. How crazy are they? And trust me, these guys are crazy. They're not representative. I don't think anybody's trying to say they are, but I'm just like, I don't need to see that. This is not fun for me.
Yeah.
Plus a bunch of tigers in cages. Like, nah, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, totally. Actually, there is a section of the Wikipedia called animal abuse. So there's that. Well, on the plus side, it sounds like you could just skip straight ahead because Cats is now available for digital viewing.
If you need big cats.
So if you need big cats and crazy, just go there, maybe.
It's a whole different kind of big cats and crazy as an alternative. I don't know. Maybe I'll try that.
So glad that you've explained this because I keep seeing it go by on Twitter and I'm just like, I don't know what this is, but it doesn't sound like my thing.
And listen, everybody loves it but me. Okay. So don't come at me and try to tell me like what I understand that I'm alone. I like the Apple remote for the Apple TV and I don't like Tiger King. I'm just an iconoclast. Okay.
And that's why we love you, man. Hey, I have a question for you, which is what are you doing about your hair?
Oh, man. I just got a haircut in February, so I'm not that bad. But I also can tell that my barber was knowing I was probably going to come back in April. So I'm just like, oh, yeah, no, this ain't going to be good. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I guess I'll try to cut it myself. Or maybe just tough it out till this ends.
Yeah. So this angst about haircuts, particularly among dudes, not completely, but mostly among men, who I'm realizing, I sort of knew this peripherally, but I am realizing get their haircut a lot more often than we women do. Men are freaking out about how to get haircuts, how to give haircuts. They're ordering clippers. Those are probably in short supply on Amazon right now. Like, there is so much talk of haircuts and what to do about it that it's making me realize there's apparently just a broad-based fear among dudes that their hair's going to get too shaggy.
Yeah, well, I think the thing, I don't get my hair cut that often. I think Eileen probably goes to her stylist about as often, if not a tiny bit more often than I do. Yeah. But I don't think about it like she does. She plans. She's like, okay, here's my hair plan. I'm going to go. I'm going to get this dye done this time. And then this next time I'll get it cut. And this is the style. Whereas I'm just like, oh, I'm looking in the mirror. I guess I need a haircut. I'll schedule one tomorrow. Boom.
Right.
Right. It's just, and I think that's what it is like, you can't just schedule one tomorrow. So if you didn't have a hair plan, you're out of luck.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I mean, I go every 10 to 12 weeks. And so there is, I guess, a possibility. I think I got it cut also in late February. So there's definitely a possibility that I'm going to be like, oh, look, turns out I'm pretty gray in there. But I'm just saying, if you like go to Twitter and you type in haircuts or go to TikTok and then there's tons of videos of people giving themselves haircuts and trying to do like say and then cutting dogs' hairs. And it's like, the haircut conversation looms large among people who are like, I don't know what to do.
Well, and if your hair's longer, it's less of an issue for it to get longer, I would guess. Like you say, there's the gray hair thing, any kind of dyeing if you're changing your hair color. But just the length, I think that's the other thing why you see men talking about it more, is they're used to keeping it short.
Right. I think so. No, I mean, I definitely think that's what's going on. Like, there's this just concern that it's just that the hairlines are going to get messy.
Cut your hair, hippie.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be, I'm excited for, I'm just saying it's like all about small pleasures at this point. So I'm excited for another week or two of seeing people post their
some countries are allowing haircuts as an essential service. To which I say, how do you do
no.
the 2 meters of separation there? Kids.
Yeah, that's like, not a good idea.
Do they have little extender hands for the clippers?
Like that Saturday Night Live.
Doesn't just sound fake, very safe.
Just fake hands being like snippety, snippety. Yeah, no, cut your hair at home. I'm just saying, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. Yeah. Producer Rich pointed out also in the Discord that that we may start to see haircut influencers.
Ah,
definitely.
Yes.
Like, that's the new makeup tutorial, because no one's bothering with makeup anymore. But you could do haircut influencers. I'm talking to you. This is your chance.
The Flowbee is making a comeback, too.
It really is in the chat. Really. People are all over the Flowbee, but then you have to get one to
yourself. Roger Chang was talking about that on Monday. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Sub thing. Baby thing.
Yep. Flowbee it up, folks.
I'm going to Amazon. You know, I like to do a little in show shopping. I'm going to see if I can spell Flowbee.
I think it's Flowbee.
It is. It's two E's. And I'm going to see if it's sold out.
Oh, it's if it's not sold out, the shipping time will be a month.
It's not even on here. Oh, there we go. Flowbee.
Oh, it has to be listed.
Flowbee home hair cutting system with super mini vac and clipper head, hose, vacuum, and accessories included is $342.
Wow.
What? And then there's a stripped down one in stock on April 9th, 2020, you guys.
April 9th.
There's a run on Flowbees in stock on April 9th.
Yeah, not waiting to ship. It's like, we'll have it April 9th, then we'll ship it, and it'll take forever to get to you.
Oh, my God. And Honey reports 5 price changes in the last 30 days.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to look at the price history. This is amazing. This is amazing. Yeah, it's gone
Side thing. What a great time for Tom Merritt's new print novel to come out when it only takes 2 months for it to ship to you.
Oh, no. Is this the first time you've ever, you know, not only digitally published? Or no?
No. Pilot X came out in stores, and that was like one of the great joys of my life was to walk into a Barnes & Noble and find it on the shelf.
Totally,
That's not going to happen this time because the Barnes & Nobles are all closed. You can get a Kindle and audiobook immediately. I went on and I just decided to order my own book and see how long it was going to take to ship. And they're like, it's end of April, maybe early May.
Dang. Yeah, that's brutal. I'm really sorry.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to do? I'm going to put on Club Quarantine on my Instagram and just lay back and forget my troubles.
Yeah, you are. For sure. It is the best thing going, and it's amazing.
DJ D Nice of the Boogie Down Productions clan, more than a week ago, started doing this on his Instagram without really playing the songs. He was just kind of playing the songs in the background and talking. And then people liked it. So the next time he hooked up his mixer to his streaming rig so that people could hear the songs that he was playing really well. And it started to catch on. And then over the weekend is when I discovered it and the rest of the world discovered it. Mm-hmm. And he went 9 hours. And man, is he good at picking songs.
He really is.
So good.
I feel like he must be like around our age too, because.
Yeah, I think that helps with us. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a lot of cool 90s jams. But he's so good and he picks them so quickly. And I couldn't believe how long he played. And the thing is that I think it was Friday. I do want to say it was almost like a week ago today that was the day, because he had been doing it for like 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden Friday was like the day that it blew up, and like Mark Zuckerberg was in the chat, Oprah, Beyonce, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. Like, I'm just going on and on, but it was like Stevie Wonder. And then he started playing a bunch of Stevie Wonder music. Like, it was George Clinton. Then he started playing a bunch of funk. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah. Saturday was when the crowd swelled to proportions that had commenters wondering if Instagram Live could handle it. And that's when Zuckerberg showed up.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, it was Saturday. You're totally right. Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. And then Michelle Obama came in. And then it got shut down.
Right.
Which I assume must have been a copyright thing. Like, I bet it triggered a copyright thing and they automatically shut it down. And Mark Zuckerberg was probably like, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Oh, no,
like,
yeah. Who do I call? Put that thing back up right now.
It was Saturday. You guys are right. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And this is the weirdest part of it is, so he's doing this from his home, right? Mm-hmm. Because at first he's just doing it for his own sanity. He was doing it with kind of friends and a few followers, and that blows up. And so now he's on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which doesn't mean he travels to The Tonight Show set. It means that he's still in his home talking to Jimmy Fallon, who is also in his home.
Aww.
Oprah interviewed him on her live feed. Spotify's got a playlist inspired by it. Like, yeah, it's amazing.
And what's so awesome about him is like, he's successful. You know, he discovered Kid Rock and he's had this longstanding deal with Jive Records, but he's not by any stretch like a household name for tons of people.
No, and if anybody knows Boogie Down Productions, they know KRS One. They don't know DJ D-Nice.
And I'm not saying nobody knows who he is. I'm just saying, like, now he has blown up. It's like there will be these people who find a way to stand out from the crowd. And it's a big crowd because everybody's creating and everybody's on Instagram and everybody's doing, you know. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, it's just like, pew.
Yeah.
He is it.
And he's, it just, I mean, we were listening to it last night. They were doing a voter registration drive.
Oh, and, so good.
And he was just, and it's just good. It's just good music. Yeah.
Yep. So he's, we're taking you away from it right this second, actually, as we record, because he is bringing Club Quarantine to the NBA's official Instagram account.
Oh, now right he's doing now, guest streams. That's great.
He's doing guest streams. Like, get it, D-Nice. You earned it, man. It was wonderful. I basically dance cooked an entire dinner that night, just being like, can't stop rocking.
Can't Love stop, it. Won't stop.
When I am not doing that, though, I'm doing a different version of dancing to my new favorite thing and America's, a small, small, small subsection of America's new favorite thing, Beat Saber.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's Animal Crossing. There's Doom Eternal.
Yep.
But those don't get you up out of your seat.
Nope. Right?
They do exactly. not. They do not help you burn off those that COVID-19 pounds that you just gained.
Which, by the way, are real. I'm just going to go ahead and just own that. Like, I know a lot of people are talking about how they're working out and there's like videos and whatever. No. I mean, I've worked at home for a long time, but I am getting a little COVID-19 fat and I suspect it could be the boost. Anyway, Beat Saber. So if you don't know about Beat Saber, it's because you don't have a VR headset, which I did not have until this whole thing began. And my ex-husband, God love him, had the brilliant idea to buy Oculus Quest headsets for each household to basically bring in the big guns for the child. He didn't buy me mine. You know what I mean? So we each bought one, which, by the way, they were hard to find because I think it was a combination of supply chain issues and demand.
Like, people just were everybody like, want them. Yeah.
Now is a great time for virtual reality. And we started playing Beat Saber, which is this crazy game that's sort of like, I don't know, like Fruit Ninja, but you're standing up and you're actually using, you know, swords, like lightsaber things, and you're slash not pressing these boxes. A button.
You're swinging a sword, right?
And you do it to music. Yeah. I mean, you get like, you know, it's a baby workout. Like, you're standing up, and if as the levels get harder, the music gets faster. It's like a lot of electronic dance music. But then there's like we added the Panic at the Disco music pack, so we can do those songs too. It is super fun, and I discovered that it's just been this like underground hit, and it's relatively underground because, like, you know, it sold 2 million copies when it came out last May because nobody has these headsets. But it turns out if you start looking around, there's all these like YouTube videos and TikTok videos of people showing off their skills in Beat Saber, which are insane. Like, people's fast twitch reflexes are legit scary. Like, legit.
This is the training for what we used to call the apocalypse. Now we just say now. you'll need to be able to pick up a sword and defend yourself.
Yeah. Turns out. Some kids out there are going to be fine, including my son. Me, I might be a little slow on the top. Hopefully, I get the slow zombies.
Make sure your son's in front of you.
Not those scary fast zombies from I'm Legend. It is so fun. I literally, like, I wake up thinking about it. And then you have to look up these videos. It's bonkers.
Yeah, bonkers. That's amazing. Half-Life Alyx is another VR one that a lot of people are playing because Half-Life, because there's a new Half-Life, right? But also, still, I don't know that it gives you the workout Beat Saber does.
Yeah, Beat Saber, crazy. It's kind of, you know, it's replacing the Pokemon Go since you can't walk around and go anymore.
Yeah, you have to Pokemon stay.
You have to Pokemon stay and sword fight.
Not as fun.
Yeah. So fun. Beat Saber, so fun.
All right, let's get to your emails. Brian wrote on TikTok titles, "Hey, Tom and Molly, my wife recently got me into TikTok. I've resisted using it because I thought that I was likely too old to use it." You're never too old, Mike.
You never are.
Brian, or whatever your name is. Whatever your name is, whatever your age is, you're not it. Brian says, but I finally relented. I've noticed that a good number of TikTok creators have an entry in their profile for the CEO of and then something else. Mm-hmm. I'd say over half that I look at have this. Also, I think of you two having CEO titles. Tom would be the CEO of podcasts and Molly would be the CEO of using the phrase not for nothing.
I am simultaneously embarrassed and delighted. That is totally true.
I'm kind of jealous. You're right.
I wonder where that CEO of thing came from because I have definitely seen that all over. Yep.
CEO of parallel parking. CEO of chocolate.
Oh, good one. CEO of Beat Saber. Boom.
CEO of Beat Saber. That's what you are.
Oh, I totally am. You're right.
I'm CEO of jealous that I don't have an Oculus Quest.
Man, I should totally get one because this is shockingly fun. Basically, what I did is I don't want to be all like first world around here with the virtual reality thing, but I had to cancel our spring break vacation and I got our money back. And so I was like, okay, well, then I'm going to buy the Oculus Quest with my vacation money. Wah, wah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it was a good use of a refund.
No. I mean, the money can go into the economy. It's just harder.
Exactly. I felt like I did my part.
Good job.
RJ writes in about bags and says plastic bags are back. The governor of New Hampshire ordered stores to stop accepting reusable bags and instead use single-use plastic and paper bags. The concern is that handling the reusable bags will increase the spread of the coronavirus. Since I heard this story, I've heard a couple of other cities implementing the ban on reusable bags. This is much the same as Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts no longer accepting travel mugs to refill. Is this the start of a thing, a return to disposable items for health reasons? God, I hope
That last is intriguing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I get why people are like, you know what? Reusing a bag means that everything it's touched, it still is touched, and we can't guarantee that you washed it properly, so no reusable bags. But everybody has been talking about, like, okay, of these new habits, these new procedures, which one will stick? How much more work from home will we do? Will conferences be impacted? I hadn't thought of... reusables just kind of be seen as dirty and unhealthy? And people are like, yeah, I know it's bad for the environment, but it's worse for me to get sick. So I'm just going to go disposable.
That is probably not a good thing, but I bet you're right. I bet you're right. Because it's going to take a long time to, you know, not to descend into the real world, but it's going to take a long time to get a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever life looks like in the next year to 18 months, I suspect that will be a part of it. Fascinating.
I mean, if it's proper recycling, biodegradable, that helps a lot, certainly.
Yeah.
Hey, we have the cleanest air ever in Los Angeles.
I was
going to
say, on the plus side, pollution is way down.
So
way.
Emmanuel needs a thing check. Are you ready? Are you available? Are you free for a thing check?
I'm ready.
Thing check on aisle 5 for Emmanuel. He says, I've noticed recently people are no longer saying, oh, how the tables have turned, and are instead saying, oh, how the turntables.
What? Really?
Thing or no thing. Love the show. Stay in the basement. Bye for now. In Canada, by the way, so it might just be a thing here.
Oh, whoa. You buried the lead, dude. Mm-hmm. You got to start with the, this is in Canada. I haven't heard it. I have not heard it.
I have not heard this. We
I'd
have
like
reports
you to know that
in the Discord.
Discord is unanimous.
we have, huh? What? Not a thing. Not here in Toronto. Not
no
in
thing.
Yokohama. Nope, not a thing. So
then there's a turns pun about the bird, T-E-R-N, which is high level. That's high level, Tsubasa.
Oh, how the turns.
Oh,
have to
but Michael Kreider says, seen it a lot on Reddit.
So it may be out there, but it may not be a thing yet.
Not yet, but we're going to keep our eyes peeled. It's a budding thing, a thinglet.
A thinglet.
A tad thing. Like a tadpole. Nah.
A thing pen. Yeah, a thing germ, germinating thing.
Don't
something
say
like
germ. That Charlie guy emailed in what everybody but me was thinking, which is please have Molly sing more.
It was great. It was really, really great. Everyone loved it.
But it's not going to happen this time because we have a whole other extreme cleverness situation happening with the shout outs.
Completed shout outs from a neural network at talktotransformer.com.
Oh my God, this is going to be amazing. If you don't know what we're talking about, by the way, shout outs go to the people who support us on Patreon at the shout out level. Patreon.com/it's a thing is where you can support the show. As always, I'm going to say we understand if there are other things that you have to support right now, such as your family, yourself, or the food bank. Thank you for anybody who's sticking with us. We super appreciate it. And now it's time for shout-outs, completely using a neural network.
These were written using a neural network. Talk to Transformer.com. The first shout-out is to Gabriel Cohen for curating this beauty roundup. Check out my follow-up blog post with a breakdown of how I translated the makeup for the first video with an eighth of the fill shade. Next video will be a full-color comparison post with full colors. These nail polishes are available at Etsy.com/shop/preciouspants. Check out my guide for how to use nail polish for travel with swatches. First video comes from French Handout brand Roulette. Very exciting to be covering these as well. Roulette Rouge A Stench by Precious Pansy and Rouge A Poison by Precious Pansy are hand.
Wow. Okay, this is amazing. Shout out to Jake Woods for letting me borrow his Pilot J11 Triumph RC8 and Nomad running gear. Overall, generally speaking, I love it.
Except for that second overall. That was almost just overall. Yeah. Can't go wrong. Big thank you to Louis St. Amour for helping my daughter understand how the French language works, and I've added it to my list of things to learn.
Last but not least, thanks to Mike Akins for leaving his correspondence with me open for public scrutiny. You now know that Ryan and Kevin were friends on and off the ice for over a decade, and that we helped him and his wife Amalia figure out that they were in no shape to afford their house. But most important to all of us is that Ryan helped get Amalia and them and my daughters, Caroline and Abby, to financial stability, despite working in short-term temp gigs at the time.
Wow, it's a tragic but ultimately successful story.
I mean, any one of these really could be a show.
They're all pitches.
They're all pitches for Netflix during the quarantine.
I can't wait to find out what Ryan and Kevin do with Amalia next.
I mean, producer Rich is a damn genius, you guys. Genius.
It's pretty damn true. Yeah.
Yep. It really is.
Gotta say. He might be a neural network himself. We don't know. He
might be. I don't know. Sometimes when he talks about that French Gregorian calendar thing, it's hard to tell the difference. I'm just saying. Thank you, everyone, for listening to It's a Thing, for being our weekly escape valve during these troubled times. Drink. You can become a member of It's a Thing. You'll get access to cool stuff like the Discord and ad-free RSS feed, and maybe even a shout-out. Patreon.com/it's a thing.
You can also email us your things. We'll read them on the show. feedback@it'sathing.me.
See you next week, friends.
Right here.
Don't need no faster. See the truth. Gotta keep it hiding.
Out in. There, they got their singing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.